Shalom sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Rav Marani Mirasi, for Rav Shai ben Leah, for Rami Yosef ben Chana, for Shem Sushla Yisrael. We discuss in the midst of Pidgin HaBen, the Menchas Chinuch and Shin Sadi Beis Vav is Mechadesh, that by Pidgin HaBen you don't actually have to give five slime. You can give the coin Hana, you could, if the coin tells you to give a mana to somebody else and your son will be Padui, then it works. Just like by Kedushin works in Din Arev, that the woman says, give a mana to another person. And Abi Mikudesh is to you also. The Kohen says, give a mana to Ploni, and your son is Padui. He's Padui if it's worth five slam to the Kohen. And the Kedushin Achal, because the woman has Hana, that he listened to her. So here also the Kohen has Hana, that he was listened to. And the Kohen gives to Yisrael, who's an Adam Chosh, if it's worth five slime. Yisrael, she yifte bahanas mechilas milve. He'll be part of the sentence, he'll be mochila milve alone, and he'll say, with the hana of the mechil of the loan, it's worth five slime to you. So, sheva kesef kekesef, also hanas. Hanas are like that also. Any hana that's worth five slime to the coin, you could do pigeon haben with that hana. It's a big chiddish of the menchas chinuch. Says, morin of rabbeinu the halvi, in yerde reich mem hei. He says the Menchas Chinuch's word are tumui me'od, because we have a Gemara in Bechoros, Dafnun Aleph, Amud Aleph, that learns, klal u'pradu klal, that you're only allowed to be podeh with davar hametaltel v'gufo mamon. It has to be something movable that has monetary value. And remayit karka, which is immovable, avodim v'shtar is not gufo mamon. So we're, it's not, it has to be davar hametaltel v'gufo mamon. And frankly, this hana that the coin can give that the Israel gives the coin. If he gives him this abstract hana, davar shem bo mamshi, it doesn't count. It's not davar metal to v'gufo mamon for pichin haben. You need davar metal to v'gufo mamon. So then a certain rav came up to Rav Frank and he said to him, "What about the Gemara in Kedushin? The Gemara in Kedushin says in Afchav Chesamad Aleph that talking there about being magalgel l'shvua, it's looking for an extreme case where you're magalgel l'shvua." He says, you're even Magalgel Shvua when someone says, swear to me that you didn't, you weren't sold to me as an Eved Ivri. So even in such a case, we say that there's Gilgul Shvua, and in other words, if he's already chayav a shvua for something else, he could be megalgel that shvua onto this shvua of Yishav Ali, Shilonim Kartali Be'Eved Ivri, that you weren't sold to me as an Eved Ivri. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? It's a taina ma'alius, it's a good taina. It's not an extreme case of Gilgul Shvua, because the nitba has a chov mamon. This is considered a chov mamon that he has to work for him. That the Eved has to work for the master, the putative Eved, the person who's claimed to be an Eved. That he has to work for his master. That's considered a tainam aliyasa. That's considered a monetary obligation. Rashi says, even without Gilgal, you don't have to come on to Gilgal. If he was moed b'miktzah, so he didn't eat echad, he'd be chayiv shavua. The tainus metatli in hizu, because he's tovea pulaso. And by chayiv shavua, we also darshin b'klal l'prat that it has to be davar metatli v'gufo mamon. So you see that being tovea schar, saying that you have to work for me is considered davar metaltel v'gufo mamon, and that's a raya for the Minchas Chinuch. You're also just saying you have to work for me. You have to work for me as an eved. So that's considered davar metaltel v'gufo mamon. So you see that this hanav of schar pula is davar metaltel v'gufo mamon. So too, when he says dance in front of me, that could also be make jokes in front of me. That should also be worth it. It could also be considered a davar metaltel v'gufo mamon to work for Pidgin HaBen. That's what this Rav tied into the Har Tzvi. But the Har Tzvi answered, no, this is in Yoridei Reish Memhei. Aval kadnayim ein adam ozel azeh. Every prat u'klal is nidon l'fi inyan. And therefore, b'din chiyuv shvua b'halva b'modim b'miktzo ebeid echad da'al korch da'ab kal u'prat me'lef yalif lan suk tviya d'koy al sha'as et ha'shlumen. Does nas idea et ha'shlumen davar metaltel v'gufo mamon. Hashem came to Pidgin HaBen, HaKlal U'Prat, Koy Al Sug HaMomen SheTzarech La'Asis L'Koyin. L'Chein Al Rega SheMoisa L'Koyin Kapit Kla, SheYidavar Metaltel V'Guf HaMomen, V'Nos Chayar Pula, Ein 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 He says that the difference is, if I'm reading him right, is that when it comes to Achiv Shvua, there you don't look at the Sug HaMamon. In Achinami, Pu'ula, work, is not a Sug HaMamon that's Davar Metatel Gufa HaMamon. But here you look at the Sug HaTviya, you look at the type of demand that's being made. In other words, here we're talking about where there's going to be a Chiyuv Shvua. And this Chiyuv Shvua is going to come about because of Modu B'Miktas or because of Eid Echad. And generally, when you have Modu B'Miktas and Eid Echad, that type of tefillah is usually Davar Metalta V'Gufa Mamon. That's usually going to be money. So since Modu B'Miktas and Eid Echad is usually dealing with a monetary tefillah, it's dealing with a tviya. It's davar metalta v'gufa mamon. So memela can be mechayev shvua even when we're dealing with schar peula. His lashon is l'chein b'din chiyuv shvua ba'avada b'modu mixes or be'ed echad al korchet ha'klal uprat melef yaliflan suga tviya dekoyal shasat tashlomin. We're talking about the type of tviya. The type of litigation that is referring to the time of payment. So through the tashlum, and it's considered davar metalta gufa mamon, when he pays up by working these years, so that's going to be considered a davar metalta gufa mamon. If it came about as a result of modu b'miktas or eid echad. So therefore, when it comes to shvua, achiyuv shvua, even though we dash him klal uprat, it has to be davar metalta v'gufa mamon. But since it's a sug of modu b'miktas and eid echad, which relates to davar metalta v'gufa mamon, so memela, it's going to be mechayiv gilgul shvua. Mashenki and Pidgin, we're talking about the Sug Mamon. There you look at the actual money. And Schar Pul is not Sug Mamon. That's if I'm reading him right. I would appreciate if anybody would correct me if I'm wrong, in this case and always. Also in the Sefer Mibin and Dinya Pidgin Aben and Simon Hay, he also writes Pidgin Aben Hanah doesn't work. You need Dover Sheshbo Mamish. It has to be Dover Metalta Vagufa Mamon, Dover Sheshbo Mamish. Reb Shimon in the Shari Yosher and Shari Haim Perek Kafei writes that by Mitzvahs Pidgin Aben there are two inyanim. There's Mitzvahs Matnas Kahuna, Lahashi Hamamon Lekoyahanim Kachol Mitzvahs Tashlumei Mamon Lebaaleim. And there's another inyan to be Poyde the Bechor Mikedushaso. So the two inyanim. One is Matnas Kahuna, yeah, the Kohan. It's a monetary obligation to the Kohanim. And there's another inyan to be Poyde to redeem the Bechor from his Kedushin, even though Lo gilta lanu haTorah shum din bebechor adam shemishtane lachal pidyono. The Torah wasn't megalas any din bebechor adam that a person is changed after his pidyon. But the Torah uses a lashon of pidyon. So the fact that the Torah uses a lashon of pidyon, it's mashma that it's a davar chadash bebechor. That the money somehow redeems him. And as mechadesh and inyan of istalkus hakedusha, there's some sort of going away of kedusha. And he proves this from the Gemara in Kedushin 29b, Bechoris 48b. Who liftos ubino liftos lekulei alma degufi adif. He has two options. He has five slime, and he can either be paid himself or he paid his son lekulei alma. He comes first. And if mitzvah pidyon aben is only mitzvah priyaschov, so what does he mean mitzvah shabegufei? Ma nafka mina mitzvah sibach yiftot tovur tashlumen. He's chayvin tashlumen. What does it matter if it's Mitzvah Shabakufe, Mitzvah Shabbinoi, my Mavdir. So therefore it must be that it's also Mitzvah Shabakufo. So there are two inyanim over here. There's the inyan of the key of Mamoni Lakoin, and also to be poda the Bukhor Mikdushaso, to redeem the Bukhor from his Kedusha. So that is the what Rabbi Shimon says. So prove the Kaivat Shiurim. The Bilchanan Bava Batscho is Tov Peches, that if a person, where are we going to say that if a person is chayav a chov machmas halva asa, and he has another chiv, that there's going to be a kedima for this chiv over the other chiv? A chiv mammon is a chiv mammon. What does it matter if it's a mitzvah or not a mitzvah? So it must be there's also a mitzvah involved over here. Aval nir'a l'dchot et ha'ra'ya. Harivosh hikshe madua pasak ha'rambam, the famous Tshuvas Harivosh that everybody talks about in this context. Harivosh asks, why does the Rambam paskin in Hilchos Bikurim 11:5 that apoydes beno mevarach v'tzivanu al pidyon ha'ben v'impada atzma mevarach liftois ha'bechor mitzvah ha'pidyon mutelas ala'av v'ein oisa mitzvah l'acherim v'ayil lo levarach liftois ha'ben. Moshe Pasuk Legabe Mila, the Rambam paskins that since Mila is a mitzvah on the father to mal his son, so he makes the bracha Lamalas HaBen. So too, to redeem his son, he should say Liftos HaBen. Why does he make the bracha of Al Pidyon HaBen? If he's paid himself, he says Liftos HaBechor. But if he's paid his son, he makes the bracha of Al Pidyon HaBen. What's the difference? By Bris Mila he makes Lamal. So here also, when he's paid to his son, he should say Liftos, because it's his mitzvah. He's not doing a mitzvah for others; he's doing his own mitzvah. Therefore, according to the Rambam, you say Liftos Lamal. So why does Rambam say Al Pidyon HaBen? The Rivash answers that that's a Rambam Nusach Habracha Shel Av Apoydu Hu Baal Hu Apoydu Atzmo Belamid Ef Shel Losis Tam Shem Hayla Liftos Atzmo Beno Kaim Lam Seches Kedushin Ukoidin Lubnai. That the reason by the father being paid to the son, he says Al, and by being paid to himself, he says Lamid, because if he has an option, he has a conflict between being paid to his son or paid to himself, he's paid to himself, he's called him Libno. So you see, the Iker mitzvah is on himself, just when you can't do it, so then somebody else has to do it for you, but so the father does. So essentially, the father is doing the son's mitzvah. Bein amutal al av mitzvat mila lamutal al av bepidyon. Mitzvat mila mitzvah mutalat al kalkafta de'av. V'lachein kasher ha'av malet b'no mevarech lamul. When it comes to the mitzvah bris mila, that's the father's mitzvah. And therefore he says lamul. Kama v'chol mitzvah she'oise la'atzmai u'ba mevarech b'lamid. Machenkin mitzvah pidyon ha'ben. Ze mutalat al kalkafta de'ben. Mitzvah pidyon ha'ben is on the head of the kid. והתורה התירה חובה על האב לתת חמישה סלעים לפדיון עבור המצווה המוטלת על הבן, ומשום כך כאשר פודה את בנו, נחשב לעושה מצווה לאחרים. ובא מברך בעל. זאת אומרת, when it comes to being paid to the son, you're doing your own mitzvah. When it comes to circumcising your son, you're doing your own mitzvah. When it comes to being paid to your son, you're doing the son's mitzvah. And therefore you make an al and not li. And he proves this yisod from the din of who liftos who pano liftos. That he comes before his son when there's a conflict. So if it's Akar Kafta Da'av to redeem his son, so then why should his son come? Why should he come first? They're both the mitzvahs Akar Kafta Didei. They're both on his head. So it must be, no, there's a distinction that to redeem himself is a mitzvah on himself, and to redeem his son is his son's mitzvah. As Lefiza Yesh Lomar, שמצוות הפדיון אינה פדיון מקדושה. ובכל אופן מצוות דיגופי עדיף, כיוון שהפדיון הבן היא מצוות הבן, ופדיון עצמו הוא מצוות דידי. Who says that mitzvah pidyon is really your redeeming kedusha? You're not redeeming kedusha. You're just doing a mitzvah to redeem, to be poda yourself, whatever that means. As the Shaar Yosher wanted to prove, from the fact that he comes before his son, it must be there's a mitzvah involved over here. Because if it was just a chov, what does it matter if it's a chov because of his son or a chov because of himself? He has a chov to pay. So it must be there's a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? To redeem the Kedusha. There's a Kedusha and this mitzvah takes away the Kedusha. It removes the Kedusha. Who said it removes the Kedusha? It's a mitzvah. And if it's he going to be him or his son, his mitzvah is stronger than his son's mitzvah. Doesn't mean that he's redeeming kedusha. It just means that he has a mitzvah to do pidyon haben. Again, whatever that means. That's the problem. That's what all the great minds have been trying to figure out for the last 3,300 years. What exactly is happening in pidyon haben? So that Reb Shimon says it's histalkus hakedusha, but who says it's histalkus hakedusha? It's a mitzvah that he has to do to give the kohen money. And his is better than his son's because this is a mitzvah on his head, and his son is a mitzvah for the son's mitzvah that the father is doing on behalf of his son. He proves it from the fact that we say in Maseches Bechoros and from Zayin on the base, Kohen Shemes Vehiniach Ben Cholol Imes Lacher Shloshim Yoim. If a kohen dies and he leaves his son who's a cholal, who's an invalid kohen, say the son of a divorcee, if he dies after 30 days, everybody holds that the son does not have to redeem himself. The Rosh writes, "Lachash loshim ena ben chayv liftos atzmo shekra zocha av bepityonai v'avei ki ilu hifrish av chamish eslaim." In other words, since this he's a cholal, we're dealing here with a cholal, so memela, he needs pidyon haben. If he's a kohen, you don't do pidyon haben a kohanim. But on cholalim, you have to do pidyon haben. But here the father died after 30 days. So the kid is not chayav to be paid himself because the father was already zoch in the pidyon. It's as if the father separated 5 slime and he gave it to himself. And now the son yashins him. So that's the Gemara in Maseches Bechoros 47b. Shulchan Aruch Paskins Be'yored De'a B'siman Shinhei B'sif Yotet Kohen Shenolad Lo Ben Chalal Imei Tav Lachar Shleishim Yorim Kvar Zohar Ol B'Pidyoinu. So if you have a kohen who has a ben cholol, the father dies after 30 days, the father is zochin the pidyon, and the son yarshins this money. And therefore, hilchach yafrish hapidyon v'yakvenu la'atzmo. So he should separate it, and then keep the money for himself. Because this is like his father's money. And he yarshins his father. As Omer Reb Shimon, Sheim nomar, Shekol, Ikar mitzvat pidyon haben, Hu rak chiyuv mamon, L'shevet hakoyanim, Ein muvan inyan zeh, Sheyafrish hakohen, Chamisha slaim la'atzmo, the whole vort of pidyon is that it's money that belongs to the Shevet HaKoyhanim. What's the point of being mafrish chamesh slime and then taking it for himself? And that's just going to be tashlam hachov. B'mei yatsa kosef mir shuto v'nechnas lo shuto. How did it go out of his possession and back into his possession? As lachen tzrich lomar she'av zoichem midin madas kuhuna hani chamisha slime shenitchayev לשבת כהנים, כמו בתפלם שמאפריש לכהן, שהוא עצמו זוכה משום שהוא כהן, ולאחר קבלתו צריכות לפתות בחמישה סלעים בעין, בדבר המטלטל וגופו ממון. מה שהקפיד התורה בפדיון הבן שצריך דבר המטלטל וגופו ממון, הוא רק על עניין הפדיון. אבל מצווה מאנס כהונה, שיש לשלם חוב לכהנים, יכול לשלם גם בקרקע וכדומה, אם הכהן רוצה לקבלם ולזכות מהם. וכלומר צריך אב שזוכה בפדיון בנו להפריש חמישה צלעים בעין, דבר המטלטל, ולפתות את הבן מקדושת הבכורה. אך שעכשיו אין כל חיוב ממון עליו. אבל עיקר המצווה הוא שלאחר קבלת הכהן יהיה הפדיון. אומר רב שמעון, that we have to say that the father is a zoche midin matnes kahuna in these five slime that were obligated to the tribe of the Kohanim. Just like tevel, that the kohen can separate and then take for himself, midin shul kohen. And after he receives it, he still has to be paida with these five slime, like Davar HaMetalta Bagufo Mama. The fact that the Torah was makbid by Pidyon Ben Davar HaMetalta Bagufo Mama is only on the Indian of Pidyon, of taking away the Kedusha. But by Mitzvahs Matnas Kahuna, you can even pay with Karka, if the coin wants. And therefore, a father who has a son who's a cholol can separate five slime and then be zochet in himself with it for himself, but he has to do this ma'aseh pidyon because he's poida his son mikedusha b'chora. So of course there's no chiyuv mamon because he's keeping the money for himself. Who does he owe money to himself? But the ikar mitzvah is to do this ma'aseh pidyon in order to take away the kedusha. Ki mevu'al b'mishnah b'chorot ha'mafrish pidyon b'no ve'avad chayav ba'achrayut. שנאמר יהיה לך ופדו תפדה רשי, כשיהיה לך הפדיון, אז יהיה פדוי. וכיוון שנתקיים כאן, היקרא דיה לך, קרינן בי פדו תפדה. If somebody is mafresh five slime, he separates five slime for pidyon beno, and the money gets lost, the father is chayav ba'achrayus, because it says in the parasha of Matnas Kahuna, "Vayidaber Hashem o Moshe el Aaron, el Aaron, kol pet arecha mechol baser sheyakriv el Hashem eday yomah, yeh lecha ach pado tifteh at bechor ha'adam." As anachnu dorshim, kasher yeh lecha, only when it's in your hand. So if the money gets lost and it doesn't reach the kohen, even though he separated the money, it doesn't matter. He has to actually give it to the kohen. כשיהיה לך פדיון, אז יהיה פדוי. ובכן, כשמת האב, אין הבן חייב רק במצוות פדיון, דהיינו רק הפרשה לפתות ולסלק קדושת הבכורה, ואין צריך לתת לכהנים דבר, דממון כהנים לקחה, כמו בתכלים שכבר נעשו נכסי כהן, אך אינם כבר זכה האב, בשיבודו מה שנתחייב, ואב כאילו מת עליית כהן. So he was already mezakeh the money to the kohen. But it doesn't work until the kohen actually gets the money. He has to do this ma'aseh pidyon of giving the kohen the money. And so too when the father dies, the son's only chayav in the mitzvah of pidyon. In other words, he has to separate the money and he can keep it for himself to be mesaleh kedushas habechorah. But he doesn't have to give it to any Kohanim, because there is no mom in Kohanim. Like when a Kohen has Tevel, so he can just separate and keep it for himself. So too, the father was already Zochah in this money, and these five slime, and now the kid yashes it. So it's Kilo Mataliyat Kohen. He just has to do the mitzvah of the Maaseh Bafrasha. Ulfiza Yuvan, in Yana Guvainim Mishuabad, and you can collect from Karka Mishubit, the Pidyon HaBen, Tosu writes in Shavuos 4b, does that mean it does according to from Shabbat, they love the Mifrik with Karkal, so the Yinkor and Vitin to make the claim. As Echi is Schut Guvaina, the Kohen in Karkal, and Podin Behem.
How is he potter with these karkos? And how did he potter with karkos? That's how the fission is being done. The fission is being done with these karkos. So the answer is that the ikar chusman of the kohen is like other chusman. And therefore the coin can be covered with karkos. חמישה סלעים, ויעשה בהם פדיון. ומה שכתבו התוספות, שימכרם וייתן דמים לכהן, הנה שביתים גובים ומוכרים הקרקע ונותנים את הדמים לכהן. והוא הדין אם ייתנו לכהן הקרקע על מנת שיפריש חמישה סלעים.
So we see in the Gemara that you're not paid the b'chor b'avad b'shtar b'karkos. We find that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if there are five slime, the father has five slime b'karkos m'shibet is l'koin, because it was written in the Torah to b'shtar. So this is karkos m'shibet to the coin, and then he sold this karkos, so the coin could be torah from the kuchos. The coin could take this land as pidgin ha'ben. So you can be paid the karkos. So that's what we read out. The Tosfos says that the azul coin v'tarich v'tarif hanach mishwa badim lav de miflak v'karkos el yimkrein v'yitein dam v'lachain. So in other words, it's not that the pigeon is being done with the karka. What's happening over here is that they're being sold based on selling the karkos and giving the money to the kohen. In other words, as far as the karka itself goes, as far as the karka itself goes, so that could be used as payment, as the whole moment. And therefore, it says here that their tarif, they could take this karka and give it to the coin. The only problem is that you're in the midst of a pigeon. So the midst of a pigeon has to be government held to goof a moment. So that's why Tosfos says, El yim karein vitin dem a coin. So the etzem karka, that works for the whole moment, but the problem is the pigeon. For that you need money. So the Rebbe says you sell it, and then you give the money to the coin.
But again, you see these two minyanim, one of the mitzvah of the chol mam, and the one of the chol mam, and the other of the mitzvah, which the Rosh Hashanah says is to take away the kedusha from the child, remove the kedusha from this child. Or they could give the karka to the kohen, and then the kohen receives the karka in exchange. He separates five slime, and then he does the nice pigeon. In addition, we have the Ramban, Nuchz, Bukhoris, and Perkhes, he brings the Das of Ahag. The Pepijin Abed is like when you put it from Mekhish, you have to Anachomish. So to hear after Anachomish, he sees in your Pepijin Kedusha. Also, the Chinuch brings the name of the Ramban, that the Kohen takes the Dinarim, puts it in his hand, over the head of this child. And he says, Etach, it's a Chil, it's a Mechula, it's a Yot, it's a Lekoin. The money goes to the coin, the coin is a man lechain, the toil of Yir Shemai. He writes to me, Shem Shemach, the pigeon came from the Sarah Luchum, my son talks. He says also, the Dinanin of the Kedusha going away. There's Kedusha on the child, and it goes to the money, which goes to the coin. Shem Sarah, the writes, Rechim Haskuna, Chelagav, Sin Yudches, Rechim Haskuna, and Rav Mal, Sin Asin, Nei Yisrael, Nes, and Mishloi. El Hashem, it's Baruch Zivu, Sin Lekoin, Shem Gavoya. Haskuna, you don't get to give, make a Baruch on this Sina, because Yisrael is not giving his own. It's Hashem who's giving it to the Kohen. Because you have a sin, a fresh of a pigeon should be in bow. So you see that besides that's my sin, besides that's my chokhman, the sin of pigeon and kedusha, and the brachos out of the sin of the brachos of the chokhman. It says in the Gemara in Bukhoyas 51b that if the son died after 30 days, the father is chayav in pigeon. The Ramah, Yeredesh, and Heb Yibbeis adds that you make a brach on this pigeon. Shari Yeshu says, that in this case the pigeon is not still a kedusha because there's no kedusha because unfortunately the child Rahman al-Islam was nifter. V'chein kasev chaz miyecheskel v'ashmatos from the sechus chagig and v'meis ha-ben kol ha-mitzvah min-sin is ma'as kum b'l-vad. It's not shaykh v'meis pigeon b'kedusha. And from the fact that the Rama says you make a bracha, so it's muchach that the mitzvah min-sin is a mitzvah v'nazim. If you make a bracha, you make a bracha nachatzi mitzvah. And the Rama holds like the das ha-rakech, that you make a bracha on the mitzvah and sin is ma'as kuhuna, v'chei no agro, unlike the Rajba, who says that the bracha is on the pigeon mikidusha, and not on the sinna. The Ramah holds and the gra that it's on the sinna, and therefore applies even when the child died. V'chei ben chol, she's po mitzvah shal pigeon, v'li chiv nesina. So you can say in Varach Ma'al Pidyon B'loch Chiv Nesina. Because in Cholol, what do we say before? That there's a mitzvah Pidyon with no Chiv Nesina because the Father is coming. So you can say you make a bracha on the Pidyon even though there's no Chiv Nesina. And even though we pass in Safi Pidyon Aben what's Mechara of Raya and he doesn't have to do a Maisi Pidyon L'Sali Kakadusha, that's because mitzvah is chiyuv pigeon through chiyuv chamish slime. And when he's part from the chiyuv chamish slime, this is no mitzvah of pidiyah. So if you have a selfie pigeon aben, then I'm also mechera of raya. You don't have to do a ma'aseh pigeon in sa'ak ha'kadush because the chiyuv pigeon is telling the chiyuv chamish slime. When it comes to a ben cholol, then we know that there's a chiyuv because the kid is Yisrael. Just the coin can keep the money for himself. There is chamisha slime that the kohen keeps for himself, and he separates it and does a nice pigeon. As all call him v'wan le'el, sheyesh shtei mitzvot b'pidyon aben, mitzvot netinat matnot kiuna, mitzvot pidyon ha'kedusha, yesh lomar, shem Yisrael yiten lakohen ha'ana sheshabe omer harav v'nitel shlita. Thanks, Shalita. That if the Yisrael, if there are two mitzvahs, if the Yisrael gives the coin, Hanah, that's worth five slime, like Schleik Bufanai, even though Hanah's way of a mamish, he's Makai in the mitzvah of Tashim, Lachov, Shema, and Skuna. Shal mitzvah Zulok, Pita Torah, Shitzarek, Lafu, Gavram, Tavlam, Gufamon. He gives the Kakos and Shitzarek also. And the Gavram, Tavlam, Gufamon is only in the second mitzvah of Pidyon Kedusha. And there, you can't give the coin an Ashim B'Mamish. In other words, we're half being Ashim than Menachas Chinuch. Menachas Chinuch wanted to say it's totally good with an Ashim B'Mamish. At least on the Nesina part it is, that he's getting his five slime. But to say that on the pigeon part, the pigeon HaKadusha, there would seem the Torah's that there the Torah's Makbid, like you said, and the government capital of the Tchov, a government capital of the Mammon, it's a Tchov Mammon. So, what does it matter how you give me even cargo works? And the Gemara says that it has to be government capital of the Mammon, so that's talking about the Pidyon HaKadusha. And they're telling a joke or dancing would not work. So, we still have obviously a whole wealth of things to say. So, please stay tuned and hopefully we will continue. Shalom, shalom, please, not the last verse.